Calvin, can you feel it?
Feel what, 30?
The FIFA World Cup 2026 buzz. Not long now and I'm already losing my mind. I've already bought 3 different kilts and the Braveheart face paint. Gear up the Scots.
You're going to look like a proper creature. But that's the beauty of it, isn't it? This summer is going to be massive. Everyone out meeting new people will dress like absolute clowns.
Exactly. And while we're all going to look ridiculous in our matchday gear, our proud partners Lynx, the official personal care sponsors of the FIFA World Cup 2026, want us to be ready.
The motto for the summer is perfection. Smell your best when you look your worst. Even if you covered your face in paint and sweat, you can still roll with those high-end fragrance trends everyone is buzzing about.
Dead right. Get ahead of the game and grab your Lynx today. Smell your best, even when the football has you looking your absolute worst. Go loud. Then I used to go boom and give you a free.
Yeah.
And he used to jump the headphones around me on the floor.
So Owen Brennan's here.
Owen, are you listening?
I'm listening.
It's always good to have you in the room. It's
you know
rare,
what?
But it's
I
good.
Have on average over the last few months been here at least every second week.
No.
And I was just
That's false.
Listen, and last week why was I not here? Because somebody, there was a comment, is Owen on holidays again? I wasn't on holidays.
No,
who was on holidays last week?
Calvin, you were on holidays, bro.
I was on holidays, but we still done the recording.
No, but my point. No. Yeah, where were you then?
The recordings were shifted around.
Yeah, well then, that's not my fault.
This recording's usually on Thursday.
Yeah, you know whose fault? No, it wasn't.
You were
Siobhan's
literally
fault.
In Bladen Italy.
Siobhan shifted it though.
Siobhan, just be telling Owen Lewis.
Siobhan, that's
she caught her own lies last week and Lauren took the bonus.
That's a voice now, Siobhan's at the shifting it and I'm getting the blame. It's always me going away. It's going to be like, Siobhan, you deleted all of Lines of Inquiry off Spotify. She's like, yeah, but Calvin went away. And I'm going to be like, yeah.
Yeah, true.
And everyone's going to be like, yeah. I was just about to give you a compliment, though.
Well, I was going to say, you indirectly gave me a compliment with all your whinging.
Yeah, by the way, before, Owen texted me privately saying, bring a gum shield tomorrow.
No, you... That's not exactly how it unfolded.
Did you ask me to have a gum shield at the ready?
You were talking about having your guest on.
Yeah.
I said ask him to bring a gum shield for you. Yeah, a loan of a gum shield.
Right, do you want a compliment on it?
Go on.
I was just about to say, mm-hmm. What I do miss about having you here as a producer and your integrity is you're very quick, very, very quick with a fact check.
That's true.
And I think that's slacking from other producers.
That's years of working with John McGuckin.
Do you want to hear this great story?
Joe just had the catch in
it. I don't think that's right. I think I've never seen something that's more accurate. Bullet. Like yeah. Joe Nail and Owen Hammer. That's exactly what that was. I was in bed last night, read this, didn't click into the story because I was going to sleep. Screenshotted it, put my phone down, went to sleep. I said, Owen Brennan's going to read this tomorrow on the bonus episode. A student pilot successfully landed a plane by herself after her instructor jumped to his death mid-flight. She said her instructor told her, you know what to do before leaping from the aircraft. And I didn't click the link. I just screenshot that and said, Owen Brennan's going to fact check that for me. What do we think of that, lads?
You lazy bastard, didn't even click the link.
What do we think of that? Is that not the maddest thing you've ever heard in your life? Imagine you going out, learning how to fly a plane, and your man goes, you know what to do, and jumps out.
That sounds fake.
Well, CNN have it, so that's a good start for it being real. A pilot jumped out of the door of a moving plane to his death, leaving the student he was teaching to fly to land the aircraft by herself. Happened in Argentina on Saturday.
Isn't that the maddest thing you've ever heard?
Argentinian public prosecutor saying it happened, so I'm going to say that's real.
And she landed a plane. Imagine 22. You're on the headset and you're waiting for the runway. Do you know, like, oh yeah, this is bleeding 30 flower coming in here and the propeller plane. And they're like, yeah, runway one is clear. Yeah, sound, your man just had to jump in now. Am I all right to land? And they're like, yeah, go ahead, 30. And he does.
What? You have not really other choice there.
I know, but like...
Like, am I all right to land? Like,
yeah, but imagine, you're doing your driving... lessons at the minute.
Yeah.
You have to reverse around the corner. Imagine he just gets out and goes right
and
off you go. And
you'd
be panicking. You'd pull the handbrake up and be like, I'm not doing that.
100%.
So imagine you had to land the plane. Do you think you could land the plane?
No.
No. Do you?
Yeah.
Just say yeah, Terry. Don't be afraid.
No.
You do.
Yeah, someone.
I'm not going to criticise you.
I'd land that.
Do you think that if something happened on the plane and he goes, look, we need someone to step up here and land this plane?
Nah, I'm not stepping up though.
No.
See, even sometimes you pick that middle oil for the leg room. And they start coming off, man. They're like, listen, this starts going down, you have to get them doors now.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll be panicking. They'll be like, where'd they pick these seats?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't bless for the rest of the flight.
But hey, well, do you know what? My ego would be at me, boys, because I'd be thinking, like, I'm going to trust some other fella to group down. What if he makes a balls of it? Do you ever ask somebody to do something for you and they make a balls of it and you're like, oh, I knew he was going to make a balls of that. That's why I should have just done it myself.
That's a control thing, innit? You'd like control over your own death if it comes.
Yeah. If someone's making a bollocks of this, it's going to be me.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
I'd land the plan.
Do you have air traffic control in your ear giving you a bit of guidance?
See, I'd have to mute them.
Maybe. That's muting the headset.
No, well, that's too much in my ears. That's too much, you know?
It'd be the only thing in your ears.
Do you know what's another thing? No, the way I said to you, you always lie.
I always lie.
You always lie, bro. You have loads of lies on this podcast.
Ah, you do lie a lot.
What?
No, you have
about
loads
quizzes
of
and everything else.
Yeah. No, that's cheating. That's different than lying.
No, but you lie about.
No, you lie about what happened.
Fuel's taking tops off and all.
Wait,
in High Rocks.
Ah, they are fuels,
right? But you have loads of them, right?
Yeah, go on.
I have loads as well,
right?
But you need to remember what growing up on. Anyways,
did you say grown up or growing up?
Growing. What growing?
ING.
Yeah.
Maturing, some would say.
Well, yeah, well, maturing. So views change over.
Taking your time.
I used to slay people. I actually remember in that other room we were slaying people for loading the radio down the parking or the version. Cunt for it. I am a cunt for
it. I don't think I've ever met a bigger hypocrite than you. Do you remember he used to be like, what are you doing, all this and all that, blah, blah, blah. He has two tellies in his gaff and eats hummus.
Hummus?
Yeah.
No.
What was that thing you said you were eating before and you were like, bro, it's banging.
Pistachio?
Pistachio.
Owen.
I remember this. Yeah, he came to us like as if pistachios was brand new.
Oh,
you're like nuts.
Who's eating that? Like, how do you just discover that? Do you know what I mean?
In the Italian shop on Manistry. For a coffee. For a flat white.
An oat milk flat white, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I changed them back to normal cats. But they had this thing called cannolis.
Mm-hmm. No way, I never heard of them.
Obviously, sarcasm there.
They had these things called cannolis.
What's it called? Pasta?
No, boy, I'd never heard cannolis.
Yeah.
You put sauce on it. No, yeah, but the all cannolis have pistachio in them.
No, some have chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, they have that. But anyway.
What the fuck are we talking about? Any questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come here, did you touch the walls when you got off the lift this morning?
Yeah.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I put my hand on the door as well.
Did you see?
Yeah,
did you see your man's out there painting now?
Yeah.
I got off the lift this morning. I was like, oh, now that fella's at the touching the door. Yeah. Oh, he's at the touching something.
No, I touched the walls like that though, with my fingertip, but I put my hand on the door. I was going to direct the door, but not a wall.
Susan Amid wants to know, would you rather have your card rejected at the tap 5 times in the same week, or you get every door wrong for a month? So you push when it's pull and you pull when it's push. This is doors in the gaff, every door in the ILAC, every single one you get wrong. And also all doors are closed for the month, so you can't just scope out doors that are held open and slip through there.
So what was that, 5 declines in a week?
Yeah, or you're making a fool of yourself going through every single door.
5 declines in a week.
Oh yeah.
Just rip the plaster off, get it done. There's no more so when you push a pull door and someone says, oh, that's a pull. You're like, I fucking know that, mate. Thanks very much. And I'm one of them people. I do it all the time.
I'd rather 5 declines in a week.
Yeah. Really?
Ever. Oh, 100%. Over every door. Bro, imagine how many doors you go through a week.
A day? Like that,
yeah, but I mean in the week. Like, you could get through 50 doors, bro.
Yeah.
More.
Well, imagine like one day of that. And then realising this is, we've 29 more days of this.
And that's bad as well. Man, what door does you see me push pulling?
All the time.
All the time. It's dramatic.
And do you know what else? Doors that you have to press the switch to open. Oh my God, they're your arch nemesis.
But the clients are bad.
The clients are terrible.
Happened me the other day and your mum was like, suspicious activity, that's fraud. The what? I haven't even got a physical card. It's tapping me phone.
You're taking your phone off you?
Yeah. What are you on about, bro?
Yeah.
Just a little more. Calvin, can you feel it?
Bill, what 30?
The FIFA World Cup 2026 buzz. Not long now and I'm already losing my mind. I've already bought 3 different kilts and the Braveheart face paint. Gear up the Scots.
You're going to look like a proper creature. But that's the beauty of it, isn't it? This summer is going to be massive. Everyone out meeting new people will dress like absolute clowns.
Exactly. And while we're all going to look ridiculous in our match day gear, our proud partners Lynx, the official personal care sponsors of the FIFA World Cup 2026, want us to be ready.
The motto for the summer is perfection. Smell your best when you look your worst. Even if you covered your face in paint and sweat, you can still roll with those high-end fragrance trends everyone is buzzing about.
Dead right. Get ahead of the game and grab your Lynx today. Smell your best, even when the football has you looking your absolute worst.
Good name here. Armchair Alan.
Oh, like that.
Yeah. Clendalkin. Would you eat a loaf of hard crusted white bread first thing every morning if, as soon as you finish the last piece, you get one wish to use any time of that day? And Alan has a couple of conditions. The wish can't change your life in a major way. It can just impact your day or maybe week. So you can't wish for £1 billion on Monday and then on Tuesday wish you were funnier, but you could have a 5-star dinner on Monday and on Tuesday know who Whoopi Goldberg is.
That's a real one of them Caterpillar Shawshank moments, because everywhere I'm going everyone's like, Whoopi Goldberg. Do you get me? I'm like, yeah,
I'd love to know, because I said this to you, Terrence, that's branched out now. Like, I seen there was a day when all the Scottish found it,
yeah,
and then like, and some then the Americans have found it, yeah. I'd love to know at what point, like what one account shared that everyone found it then, yeah. You know what I mean, yeah. But like, people tagging Finn Balor in it, Finn Balor's commenting on it all, yeah. Now it's fucking gas.
It's one you can imagine will show up at a live show.
100%.
Yeah, if we get you back on stage, Terry, maybe it'll
come out.
It'll be a thing, that and Cry in the Night. If we ever get you back up on the stage, Cry in the Night, Whoopi Goldberg, I can see that happening.
I'm not getting back on the stage. If we get back on the stage, the only reason is ever get me back on the stage if Whoopi Goldberg is there and I want to voice me around for a cup of tea. They're the only two stipulations I have.
I think we've got a chance of getting Whoopi Goldberg.
Darden Clearly actually texts me saying one of them three have to be on the show this year, on the podcast this year.
Whoopi Goldberg,
Bill Goldust and Goldberg or something.
Goldberg, Bill Goldberg or Goldust.
One of them have to be on this year.
I'm telling you, Whoopi Goldberg, she's not up to much, is she?
She's not exactly local though, isn't she? Maybe that's why we go to New York.
Fuck off. I need Funta. Imagine the crack we'd have. Imagine me actually getting the meet.
The thing is, you've never seen her and we're in it. So you don't even know like what, like if she's funny, is she serious, is she? Isn't she in the Little Rascals? Nearly sure.
Someone texts you saying Sister Act.
Yeah.
You'll get your act together and watch it or something like so.
Sister Act.
Sister Act.
She's good in Ghost. Did you ever see Ghost? Patrick Swayze?
Fucking actually did see that before.
She's the medium in it. The one who can actually see him.
I've seen that a while ago.
I've got to New York, Terry. As I've always told you, you could meet
bring
my
us
brother.
To New York and Thailand 2027.
I'm not going to Thailand with you.
All right. Siobhan,
Death Trap.
Siobhan would go to the opening of an envelope for us.
Yeah.
Oddy, stale bread's not that bad, boys.
It's actually really not.
It's like
a full loaf, though. No, it's not stale. It's hard crusted.
Yeah.
I think, is that like the, you know, really crunchy ones? Like your gums are at risk.
I was about to say that.
First thing in the morning.
The bad angle and it goes into your gum, especially if you're missing a teeth or two.
Like one of those big, like a cob.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, where it's a bit rubbery and then it's hard and you're like, oh.
The whole thing.
What a wish, Alan.
See, for people like ourselves, this is a bigger question because, you know, first thing in the morning, there's a time limit on that. For you, Terry, you can take your time with the loaf.
First thing in the morning, Tarantino, 1 o'clock in the day.
Oh, because you woke.
Okay. Remember he was getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning just to grow up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Just to be up early at noon.
It wasn't to be productive. It was just... Why are you getting up for? Jeez, you must be busy. You're starting a business. What are you trying to do? Getting ahead of yourself? You're prepared in the podcast? You're booking guests? No. Spite is exactly
and I did it for a long time, and I stopped doing it when he showed me that he grew up a half wave or something. I said, I'm done.
Terrence, like, your whoop score is red for no reason. Owen Brennan's still getting up earlier than me.
Speaking of getting up early, nice little segue into the next question. Terry,
yeah,
would you rather go to prison for 6 months,
yeah,
or work a 9-to-5 office job for a year? Neither can be local to you, so you can't just go hang with the boys in the joy, and you'd have to get a bus to and from the job every day, and you also have to wear a suit.
6 months, bro. 6 months.
Down the Midlands?
100%. 100% than doing 6 months.
He'd rather be incarcerated than doing that corporate life.
Nah, I'm not doing it. You know, I've so much respect for people that boss it. You know, people that do an hour to work and an hour home from work every day, 9-to-5. I'm like, the respect I have for you is outrageous. Because even when I did walk, and I used to wear a suit to walk. Anyways, when I did walk, not really a suit, short and tie and all, and slacks and winkle pickers. But when
everything by the jacket, but not a suit.
Yeah. No, I thought you were going to say, that's not a suit. So it was a suit.
No, come here. I think that's on the same lines, isn't it? There's, like, office jobs where it's short and slacks and it's a bit unnecessary. That's...
But when I did walk, it was a 5 minute walk from the gaff.
Yeah.
Like, people that do an hour and a half bus journey to and from work is like, fuck.
It's getting longer. I think, is it in Germany, it's incorporated in the time. So it takes you 2 hours to get to work. That's, can you fact check me on that? There's a country in Europe that your commute is incorporated into your working day.
Funny that, like, the podcast, my job, yeah, and people slate me for it.
I think that's because how you go on about, you're like, I'm over here, fucking 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you know, yeah, you have to do it.
To make people think it's harder than what it is.
Oh, they'll be like, oh, have a hard desk graft tomorrow.
Fucking hell, I have to go in there and talk to Terry McKennedy.
But you have to do that. Do you get me? You have to make it sound like you're doing something, bro.
We are doing something.
What, like, are we doing?
Having the crack.
Yeah, true.
Churning out episodes every week. Interacting with the listeners.
I can't find anything on that, Kevin. Like, if you have to travel somewhere as part of work, not just to your place of work, that
I
is
I thought there was a country in Europe that incorporated.
Maybe there is, but I'm not seeing it here.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's one thing besides toilet paper you always have spare?
That's a good one.
And in the gaff that you're like, I can't ever risk turning around and having none of that left.
Bagels? No.
Jesus Christ.
I like having bagels.
So if you see two bagels left, you're like,
rush down to Lidl.
Straight down to centre.
Yeah.
Lidl?
I went down the weekly shop.
A weekly shop now?
Ah, it's a rare occasion.
Read them in the gaff. Wow. I have to be on a weekly shop now.
It's still a rare occasion. And that I need, I can get in the centre.
Yeah. So that, but I think that's, do you know what you always say, that when my board goes away, my life falls apart? Yeah. That's what I do. I just live day by day. I go down, like, right, what am I having for my breakfast and my dinner? And I'm getting that. And then tomorrow I'll do it again. Whereas on a Sunday, she's texting me, is that you want? And then Monday, bang, there's a big load of Tesco.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, I don't bleed know what I want to be having on Thursday and it's only Sunday.
That's the worst part, isn't it? What's the real never go shopping when you're hungry?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think don't go shopping when you're full neither.
Yeah, true, because then you're turned off every day.
If you're full and someone goes, she wants steak tomorrow, you're like, yeah. Yeah.
Steak is rotten and all.
Yeah. And then it's Monday and you're starving.
Necessity, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Toilet paper. Yeah, that's a couple of big words on me today.
Toilet paper.
I'm just reading the question.
Don't run out of coffee. Never run out of coffee in the gaff.
We need to get the coffee machine back in.
Do you know what? We always have tea bags as well. Yeah. No one even drinks tea in the gaff. Maybe that's why we have them. I'm trying to think of stuff that you always run out of. Always run out of milk. Always run out of the dog's food.
Yeah, dog's food's a cunt, yeah.
It's mad. Do you know what it is though? Because you're like, worst comes to worst, you're just going to get them a bit of your breakfast.
100%.
And then go down the shop and get it.
Never stuck. You can put a steak on for the dog. Look.
Yeah. Do you know what? I never get the expression, giving someone a dog's life. A dog's life is a great life.
Yeah, true. But not for the dogs in Thailand.
Oh, I don't know. They seem to be having a good 130 there, living out in the street, living her up.
Nah, bro. We wanted to bring a few dogs home.
What do we never run out of?
Bagels and toilet roll. It's the two.
We might have had this before. It's from the main man though. Go on.
Yeah, him, yeah. Nah, boy, bro, we don't hear from him a lot anymore.
Yeah, last week. We did it was have McGinty.
That McGinty's going to get lower every time he doesn't write in, by the way. McGinty.
Why would you be saying it if he hasn't written in?
Why is he threatening him?
So he has him written in?
Are you picking fights at McGinty?
I miss him.
This is like the way I'm treated. I get abuse because you miss me. Yeah, you give McGinty abuse because you
it's
miss
resentment
him.
Though.
Yeah, oh. Show up
like an absent father, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
That's what I was
like,
say.
Oh, I love you, but I know you're going to leave again.
Yeah, so you're going to be on edge saying you're just going to be like, oh, hey, dad.
It's going to be like that scene in The Fresh Prince, you know, when Will Smith's dad leaves him. That's what that's going to be like. But you're Will Smith's dad, and he's Will Smith.
With any luck, if you had to pick a condiment to smell like for the rest of your life, what are you picking?
Mayo.
To smell like mayonnaise?
nah, but what are you going to pick? Vinegar? Like, what are you picking? I don't mind mayo, garlic. Smell of garlic.
Honey.
Whoa.
Something about the way you looked at me there.
Yeah.
There's a feeling. I'm at it.
Yeah, it's at the clicking.
Yeah. So I was like, there's no other answer you're going to give that's better than honey.
You just look down and you're like, honey.
You did. You're at the nodding. You want to give the nod and like raise your eyebrows a little bit.
You're right. I'm sure you winked. I'm sure you bit your lip there. Winked.
No better answer than honey.
All right, honey. I'm going to go garlic.
You want to smell like garlic. But you have to say garlic.
Do you know when someone is cooking garlic? Oh.
Yeah, but when someone's at the eating it, it's a big difference. You're like, the smell of you. It's nice when you walk into a restaurant and smell it. When someone's at the eating and you're like, get away from me. I'd rather get pepper sprayed again.
Isn't it shy the way you have to answer the questions? Sometimes you're like, ah. But then they might force you into saying something stupid and then you're all over Instagram. Do you get me? You're like,
what? Force it. Come here. Back to the Whoopi Goldberg thing. Nobody forced you to say that, though.
But if I wasn't there, I wouldn't have said it.
Obviously, but no one forced you. Do you know, I'm looking back on that as well. Right, you said to me, for your fiver back, look up Whoopi Goldberg in the wrestling gold mask. So if you were right, you were going to give me a fiver. It's only when I watched the back, I was like, that doesn't make sense.
What was I on about then?
What were you on about? If I would have kept my mouth shut, you would have owed me a fiver.
I don't know. The worst thing about that clip is you got to watch back how you quietly sat up in the chair.
I was proud of that.
Funny how I didn't rate that in the moment.
I was proud of that.
You know, sometimes in the moment I can go, or I can see the way he's going on, he's going to hit me with the facts. You kind of quietly crept him. You're like, yeah, do you know what he looks like?
Yeah.
And me like, yeah, gold mask and all.
I was proud of that one. I was like, I'm at the catching him here. I'm at the throwing that line out to see, does he go, do you know what he looks like? And you went, yeah. I was like, you're on that, you dope. You're real him.
The amount of people have sent me messages saying, he lured you in there.
But,
oh yeah.
Yeah, heavily though.
That was the day of the sleep deprived as well.
It was sleep deprived.
I was. Remember, I come in here, I didn't sleep.
Yeah.
I done well.
Fuck. When you watch it back, it's like watching a horror film, right? No.
Yeah.
Don't walk in there. Yeah. Everyone else can see it.
Yeah. That's our episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send us whatever you want to talk on bollocks at GoLoudNow. And that's fresh. Oh, and take us out. Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Go your way in it now. Till your body attends. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Go down.